This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the House committee investigating the Capitol riot will look deeper into what it calls Donald Trump's big lie. The AP's Sagar Magani with what to expect.
Fresh off last week's primetime hearing, the panel this morning will hold part two. Witnesses will include Trump campaign chief Bill Stepien, who oversaw what the committee calls the campaign's conversion into a Stop the Steal effort, with Trump spreading false voter fraud claims in a bid to overturn his election loss, which ultimately led to the deadly riot. Some panel members, including Adam Schiff, are hoping weeks of hearings sway Attorney General Merrick Garland into prosecuting Trump and others.
The baby formula shortage is revealing a gap in plant inspections brought on by the COVID pandemic. The AP's Julie Walker.
According to federal records reviewed by the Associated Press, Abbott's Michigan plant that was shut down after formula produced there was linked to infections in four infants, had not been inspected for 2 years. In 2020, two of the other biggest baby formula manufacturers were also not inspected. The FDA says it based selections on safety risk. A bill in Congress would require the FDA to inspect facilities every 6 months.
Many Democrats think the gun safety proposal Senate bargainers have come up with isn't tough enough, but many think it could pass in Congress, maybe this month. Among other things, it would make the records of gun buyers under the age of 21 available when they have background checks. Atlanta police are looking for maybe three shooters after one person was killed and another critically injured as family members began shooting at each other at Grady Memorial Hospital. Pope Francis will not join in an annual mass and procession next weekend because of his knee pain. This is AP News. Ukraine's President Zelensky says the Russians are losing tens of thousands of soldiers in Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday Russian casualties may pass 40,000 in June. Speaking to the nation in his 109th daily address since the start of the Russian invasion, Zelensky again calls for advanced air defense systems from the West. He claims such defenses would have averted many tragedies, including an airstrike on Sunday which injured 10 people, including a 12-year-old girl. Zelensky says people are still in hospitals. This strike had no tactical or strategic sense, just as the vast majority of other Russian strikes. This is terror, just terror, he says. The 12-year-old girl was from Kharkiv, escaping from the Russian army. As for the near 40,000 troops lost, Zelensky says in no other war in many decades has Russia lost so much. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.